Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes a new radio frequency. This is unbelievable. We're thrilled. It is a 94.9. So hello, all 94.9 listeners. Thanks for joining us. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can also see the show, a Facebook live stream. Our first special guest this hour is Dave Patterson. And he is the fire chief at Tridelphia Volunteer Fire Department. Again, if you see this in the Facebook live stream, please share this. Facebook has stopped me from sharing this. Long story, can't even get into it. But if you want to help this guy out, lots of important information. Share this everywhere on Facebook because Dimitri cannot. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg. Anyway, so Dave Patterson, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
Thank you. I'm doing good.
Good. So what's it like being the fire chief of the Tridelphia Volunteer Fire Department these days?
Challenging. Very challenging.
Why?
With everything that's happened, I've been on the fire department for 38 years. I was assistant chief for 27 years, and I became fire chief about 4 to 5 years ago. And it's just been, as a small fire department, we run a lot of calls. We're toned over 1,000 times a year, and we run a lot of different incidents.
I'm sorry, you're called 1,000 times a year?
Approximately.
That many fires?
Fires, EMS, rescue, car accidents, you name it, they call the fire department.
How many people do you have working there at the fire department?
We have about 15 to 18 on our roster.
We get 1,000 calls a year?
Yes.
Tridelphia?
Yes. The High County is very busy with all the other departments also, ranging in 800 to 900 calls a year.
My word. I had no idea. Are you also trained for EMS?
Yes. We did have a squad that got destroyed in the flood, though. We're hoping to get a new one here soon.
When you say destroyed in the flood, are you saying loss of life or equipment, or what was
the
destroyed?
Equipment, the ambulance was in the bay. As you know, Kira was on here a couple weeks ago when she was talking about when the water come through the back of the building.
Yeah.
That was in the ambulance bay.
Kara Elietta, yes. Who is the assistant fire?
She's the assistant fire chief. She was standing in front of the squad when the ambulance part, when the wall water come through the back of the building, and the wall water went through the back of the squad. So,
my God. What is the ambulance totaled?
Yes, they totaled the ambulance. We also lost our brush truck and our rescue truck.
How much money we talk? What's an ambulance cost?
Oh,
I have no concept.
You're talking probably space starting about $350,000.
For one vehicle, EMS vehicle?
EMS, that's not the equipment. That's not everything to add to it. That's nothing customized. That's pretty much a standard.
Please, please tell me you had insurance for this.
Yes, we do have insurance. We have VFIS.
All right. And the other two vehicles, they're also insured,
yes,
full amount.
Full amount.
All right. But not the firehouse.
Not the firehouse. We're still working on getting the assessments. I still got every day. I'm finding something either damaged or destroyed or missing. You got to remember, we had one truck out of town getting worked on, so we pulled the equipment off of it and was laying on the floor of the firehouse, right where the water come through.
My God, David, and you are also facing a personal tragedy because you live on the other side of the creek. Right?
I live behind the firehouse on the other side of the creek, up on the hill. That's where I grew up. My mom's house was above me, and I bought the neighbor's house there probably about 8, 10 years ago. And
you've got a bridge that goes from one side to the other. That's how you get to your house.
Yes, there's 8 homes over there. There are 6 occupied. We have every family, but one or two has little kids, and we're all affected by it. All their cars are still on that side of the creek. We can't get them back over. It's a 90-foot span. The bridge was just totally wiped out in the area behind the firehouse.
Did it float down the creek, or is it just damaged?
It's gone. The bridge itself is gone. We can't even find it. That's it. They were there. We were looking around the other day, and it amazes me. There's a old bank there, the bank going up to our road. it's an old, I believe it was an old coal seam or something, but you can see where the water was 20 foot high. And from the that edge of the bank to where the firehouse is, it was it's over 150 foot wide.
The water was 20 feet high.
Approximately. Good if you look Lord. At this.
Good Lord. So there's no bridge.
No.
When's the last time you were in your home?
I did make it across the creek there last Friday. I went up to try to wash some clothes. We finally got water back, and with the electric being off for 5 to 6 days, I kind of opened my refrigerator and yeah.
Oh, so you walked across the creek when the water was low?
Yes.
You can't do that.
No, my biggest fear now is I'm going to get over home and I'm going to get up to the house, and we get one of these rains, I can't get back to help my community.
There's got to be some other solution for this. There's got to be some other solution.
Yes, we're looking around. I know there's been people contact me with different ideas.
Like what?
Just the High Department of Highways, I got a contact from somebody that has contact there, and they have like bridges all around the state here, but I don't know if any of them's going to be long enough.
You can actually move a bridge yes. from one place to another.
Yes.
My goodness. How many other bridges were wiped out along the creek?
As far as I know, there was at least 5 to 6 totally destroyed or missing.
Good Lord.
There's another bridge above us for Reverend David Nash, his family. They have a bridge that's about the same span as ours, but their middle span is still there, but their approaches are gone.
So it's useless.
Well, for driving, they were able to, but they were at least able to get lumber, and they can build walk approaches from both sides. We can't even do that.
Are there any? Are there such things as temporary bridges? Yes. Or
so the roll, the bridges like the pipelines use and different things. But the problem with that for us, it's a 20-foot drop down to the creek. The lowest spot would be probably about 10, and straight up and down bank, and you can't really dig that out because it's solid rock.
I'm not sure I'm following here. The bridge was so high?
Yeah, the bridge was probably set about 20 feet off the water.
Yeah.
On a normal day, with about 3 inches of water under it on a normal day.
Yeah.
But the span, because of the way the creek bank lays, the side of the creek there from the firehouse side is probably about 16 to 18 feet down to the water level. It's straight down, straight solid bedrock.
Do you see things still floating down the creek?
Not as much as we did there about what a week and a half ago.
What did you see floating down?
A lot of debris, a lot of coolers and people's just belongings. Just personal stuff out of homes and trash. And
what was it with these giant container boxes? I was thinking to myself, I didn't even understand that part of the story. Where did they come from? Why weren't they secured wherever they were coming from?
So my understanding with the Connex boxes,
yes.
we use them for storage.
Right.
They're nice. They're roomy. You can get a lot of stuff in them. They're all up and down National Road. Mm-hmm.
Aren't they supposed to be secured, though, in a way so that this cannot happen?
That I do not know. It'd be nice if there was some way to secure them. I'm sure there is.
God, there must be. I mean, this was insane to me. You see these things floating down. I mean, the damage that they did maybe to take out bridges, too. I mean,
yeah.
Was it the water that destroyed the bridges, or was it these big boxes and some other stuff?
That part is hard to say. That's controversed all over, because there's many, many of them down through there, wedged under bridges. It was up on land on people's yards, and don't know.
This is unbelievable. Did you know any of the people who lost their lives?
Yes, I knew pretty much most of them.
Can you talk about some of them for our listeners? Anything you'd want to say that so they can better understand who these people were and why they were so important to you?
The night of the flood, I was up. Neighborhood I was in was right off of Rooney's Point at Dallas Pike here, and we started doing some rescues once the water receded. Once we could get down, we used the ladder truck to get across to check some cars over in the creek, and thankfully there was nobody in them. But then we made it to another Blaney Avenue, and we got over there. There's some elderly live there. We got them up to their upstairs, told them they need a shelter in place, somebody would be back to get them, and we just started evacuating people to the upper levels of their homes. And in my first trip down the road, we come up on Reverend Dave Nash, and his wife were stuck across the creek. I told him, flash your light if you're okay. Sorry. Which they did. And we come down, and the next person I see is down by Liberty Distributors at their Liberty campgrounds there. There's a guy standing there, and I asked him, I said, are you guys okay? What can we do? What do you need? He says, I can't find my wife and my daughter. And so we just start talking. He told me what had happened and so on and so forth. And I'd ask for a name. He gave me the name, which they had just gotten married 2 weeks before prior. And I did not recognize the last name. And then I seen the girl, Kaylee's uncle, come up through, and I knew exactly who she was. I'd known her since she was born. And she was good friends with my son. They all went together, rode the bus together. And then it was just, we started getting leads of people possibly trapped. It could have been them, and just so on and so forth. So that was my first one that I come across.
Did you know Parker?
I did not know Parker personally. I knew Parker through her grandparents and through her, just through her mom.
Any other ones you want to talk about?
Yes, the Creightons, Donna and her son. They live in the area. That's the neighborhood I grew up. I grew up with Donna. That's the area below our bridge. It's called Midway Street. And when you go across the bridge to the left, it's where this was. We always called it the bottom. My mom always called, go ride your bike. Just stay in the bottom. And we all grew up together, rode our bikes together. Her and her son were, from the way I understood what she told me, they were on the second level of their home, and their whole home took off. And they lost contact. They did find her down by the skate park, which is approximately 3 to 4 miles away. She was still alive, and her son did not make it.
Anyone else you want to talk about?
Sandy Parsons. I know Sandy for years. I know her son. I know her family. Her grandson and his mother are actually my cousins. And she was a bus driver for 30 years. I know I'm close to 30 years for High County Schools. She actually lived across from Kira for 20-some years, and then somebody bought the property and moved her up to where she was located then during the flood.
Still hard to talk about.
Yes. It's my community. It's where I grew up.
We're going to take a short break. We're going to take a short break. We're talking with Dave Patterson, Fire Chief, Triadelphia Volunteer Fire Department. We're going to find out what he needs, what you, the dear listeners of ours here at Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network can do to help these poor people. And, boy, anytime it rains, like yesterday, it was like, I was thinking to myself, look, I live in St. C. And all this ringing, I'm thinking, oh, these poor people, I can't even imagine. I mean, I just can't even imagine. Dave Patterson. And then there's something special later on that is going to be happening here at the radio station here in, I guess, in this studio. But that'll be for later on this hour. More with a very special guest, Dave Patterson. Download the River Network app. River Network, go to the App Store or whatever Android has for their apps and download that, and then click Big Willie 105.5 Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time to hear me. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, we've got a new radio station signal. We're very, very excited about this. Everyone wants to be part of the show. Everyone wants to air the show. 94.9, which is a powerful signal that covers Jefferson County and Hancock and Brooke and Harrison and God knows where else. It's very powerful. So I want to welcome all of our listeners to 94.9 to join us here on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Also, the River Talk Radio Network includes 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can also see this show on Facebook. We do a Facebook live stream. You can see that by going to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Also, you can go to my profile page, Dimitri with three eyes, and see the show. Oh, and just as a reminder that we still have that video up about the General Lee, that incredible video where the stunt driver in the General Lee, and it was in Kentucky a few days ago, races down the middle of the street and jumps over a water fountain and ends up on the other side. It's incredible video. It's pinned on the Big Willie 105.5.